We're talking today with Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council, and let's talk about one of the buzzwords out there as far as agriculture is concerned and the cattle industry, and that's sustainability. For the beef industry, what does that mean?
Well, the topic of beef sustainability continues to exist among consumers, the media, and the beef industry. So the Beef Checkoff continues to work towards really shifting that sustainability conversation in a different direction, one of a positive view of the beef industry and production practices.
So what are some of those practices and points that consumers need to know?
Well, also our producers. I think there's three key points that I like to come back to, and one is that compared to 1977, today's beef farmers and ranchers produce the same amount of beef with 33% fewer cattle. We've been able to do this because of better animal health and welfare and improved genetics and nutrition. A second point is that U.S. beef has one of the lowest carbon footprints in the world, 10 to 50 times lower than some nations. Additionally, if you think about it, greenhouse gas emissions from the U.S. cattle herd only account for 2% of all U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. And finally, whether grass or grain finished, most of what cattle eat in their life is grass, and less than 10% of the lifetime feed of grain finished cattle is grain.
I guess that whole concept of grain-fed or grass-fed, that's a confusing topic for consumers, I would think.
It does tend to be a confusing topic for consumers. But what we continue to communicate is that all beef goes through the same inspection system, and it's really up to what the consumer wants, and the producers will work to produce it for them.
Thank you, Heather. Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Remember, you can always go to oklabeef.org and learn a lot more about what is going on with your checkoff by clicking on Cattleman's Corner. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.